Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Jastrzemski! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Alrighty, let's roll, baby. It's 7:01 here on this Wednesday evening. It's JJ, John Jastrzemski. We are guiding you through the next 4 hours, and we're right here on the Fan. Get aboard. I want to hear from you at 877-337-6666. We welcome in, for my money, the most talented golfer on WFAN. I know Boomer may have something to say about that, but I do believe it's my main man, Brian Riscona. We got Pete Hoffman producing from home, and you got Ack and Mr. Met. They got your updates at the top of every hour. We are with you up until 11 o'clock at night. Then the schmooze, Stevie Summers, he'll come your way then. The Fan right here in New York City. And I'm sure for a good amount of you, you're like, JJ, you getting your second wind at this point. And I was just telling Kate moments ago, right before I signed on the air, it feels like I am in many ways doing my second show of the day, but more than happy to do so. I mean, we did 2 hours, Evan, Ernie Acosta, and myself, breaking down the last, 30-plus years of the greatest wins in Yankees history, and it was incredible stuff. I mean, I beg to differ with, Ernie on one or two games. I'm still upset about the fact that Game 2 of the 95 American League Division Series didn't get the proper respect, in my opinion, that it deserved. But, I mean, all in all, those couple hours just flew right by. So we will have some fun, and I'm sure we will dive into a little bit later on in the show where me, Evan, and Ernie got it right, where us three gentlemen, dare I say, got it wrong. And if you listened early in the day, you know exactly what we're talking about, as Evan broke down these individual matchups game by game, unit by unit. And all in all, it was a well-put-together list. Like I said, my big critique was putting that Mattingly, O'Neill, Leiritz game against the Mariners, the one that in many ways started it all for the New York Yankees. I mean, 14 years between playoff appearances. Let that sink in for a minute. The Yankees from 81 to 95 did not make the postseason. And I get it. Different world, different playoff format. If indeed they had, wild cards or expanded divisions, the Yankees probably would have made the playoffs a couple more times in the 80s. And we know with the Mets from 85, maybe even 87, might have found their way to another World Series. We will just never know the answer to that question. It will be forever one of those what-ifs, but you go 14 years, that thirst, that hunger, that desire to see playoff baseball in the Bronx, I mean, it was off the rails for that particular game. And everybody talks atmosphere and environment, and I totally get it. Game 6, 96, the two games against Arizona in 2001, I mean, it gives you chills thinking about these games to this day, but 95, I mean, game one and game two, it was a zoo. I mean, it was as an incredible an atmosphere as you're ever going to see. So, yeah, that's my main critique from everything that we ended up doing today. I'm kind of upset that I didn't get a chance to talk up that game a little bit more and give it the love that it deserved. And it was crazy. We went through some of the honorable mentions that didn't even make this bracket, from Game 4, 2017 ALCS, didn't make the list. Evan pointed out, it's a good point, that Chad Curtis, Game 3, 99 World Series, didn't make the list. Raul Ibanez didn't make the list. Didi Wildcard Game didn't make the list. So, I mean, those are some great, great Yankee moments that we didn't even get a chance to break down and discuss and debate. But I'm looking forward now. Tomorrow, we dive into what will be the unpleasant part of the conversation. That, of course, is the worst Yankee losses of the last 30 to 35 years. And much like we did yesterday, we'll kind of set the stage for what a couple of those games are going to be. We'll dive into them. And then before I sign off the air at 11, I will unveil the bracket. And I do have a copy of the bracket. Yesterday, I was kind of like waiting for it. And I got a chance to look at it for the first time at like 10:55 at night. Today, I already know what the bracket's going to look like. So we'll have some fun with that. So that was all in all a very well put together, very fun exercise to do. Now, let's get to the task at hand here from a return to sports standpoint. Because you got news with the NBA that we've been talking about now for the last couple of days. Forget about an Eastern and Western Conference. You're going to have some form of regular season games. You're going to have a plan, it looks like, to see who those 8 seeds, if you will, are going to be. But it looks like there will be 22 teams that are finding their way to Orlando. Add the Wizards, another team in the East, and then you would be adding Memphis. Well, Memphis was the 8th. So you'd be adding Portland, New Orleans. I'm sure everybody's excited about that. You get Zion Williamson. Sacramento, San Antonio, Phoenix. Those will be your 22 teams headed down to Orlando. And look, I for one am thrilled that the NBA is coming back. I am a little surprised that they're waiting as long as they are to come back, that we are not going to see NBA basketball now until July the 31st. And I guess the season would wrap up right around October the 12th if there's a potential Game 7 of the NBA Finals. You'd be looking right then and there is when your game is going to be. But that would be a wild time, man. If you got all four of the sports duking it out, trying to vie for your eyeballs and your undivided attention in many ways. It will be the sort of return that for somebody like me as a sports talk host would be very, very welcome and in many ways long overdue. Here's something you got to get used to, though. And this is going to happen. I'm already mentally prepared for it. I know some of the other sports leagues that have gone on overseas have experienced it too. This notion that you could have a return to the NBA, you could have a return to the NHL. I mean, you could have playoff games, playoff series taking place. And you could see athletes who are a main part of the action. I mean, think Giannis, think LeBron, think Kawhi Leonard, anybody. Come down with the virus. And there will not be this sort of, oh, can he play through it? No, they're going to tell them you're going into quarantine for 2 weeks. That's it. So it does not matter if you're going for an NBA title. It does not matter if you're down or up 2 games in a series. You get diagnosed, you get diagnosed. And how these particular leagues, teams, players are going to handle all of that is going to be rather curious to watch. And it may not be the most ideal, where you could have, you know, a situation in which we're talking about an NBA title or an NBA series looking drastically different and changing at the snap of a finger because of the fact that, you know, one of the big wigs or one of the big stars is not going to be able to play. So as we move in a direction where We're counting down the days, we're counting down the weeks until we have that return to sports. And now we know there is a path in place and there is a road for the NBA to take. Just keep that in the back of your minds. And know that can be a realization that we have to deal with. Now we get to baseball. And I keep waiting, I keep hoping that I'm going to come on the air and have real, legitimate, concrete good news to give you. And I know on Monday, I took the news of the prorated salaries as positive news. I took the news as, all in all, this is a good thing. That means the owners are warming up to it. And that means it's going to become more and more of a reality. Well, here we stand, and baseball made it clear. Players Association's proposal, not going to be looked at. That negotiations, in many ways, are over as far as they are concerned. That the proposal is in place. That baseball now says short season, full prorated pay, longer season with the revenue sharing we discussed. How exactly do we go about that? How exactly does the sport find a way to get back? And if you saw the Joel Sherman tweets, there is a sense of negativity that maybe from some people has not been felt, that now all of a sudden is being felt. That's not exactly encouraging. That's not exactly something that, you know, I feel good about. Because, I said it the other day on the air, 50 games, not ideal. Not what I'm hoping for. Not the format that I, for one, was looking to see. But, is it baseball? The answer to that question is yes. So, I want the sport back in the absolute worst way. Maybe in some ways it's me selling my soul to the devil. Some of you guys might look at it that way. If you're a baseball purist, you know, some of the elements that will not be in play. Well, these are desperate times. These are very uncertain times. And this keeps bringing me back to a point that I've made countless times. With everything that is going on in the world right now, from the events of last week, the aftermath of those events, the element of the virus and the impact it has had on us emotionally, economically, the sports world, you name it. How can you not find a way to get back on the baseball field this year? And make no mistake, if indeed there is no baseball, I am going to have a far bigger problem with the Major League Baseball owners than I'm going to have with the players. I'm going to take the players' side more so. But I know the deal for a good majority of you. It ain't going to matter. You guys aren't going to care. It's going to be as simple as, guess what? I want the sport back. Figure out a way to make it happen. Figure out a way to make it work. Can you find a way to do that? Baseball is not in the position that they can just disregard a season. Knowing the NBA is coming back, knowing the NHL is coming back, that they can say, guess what? We'll wait till 2021. Where, oh, by the way, you'll have a looming CBA negotiation with all sorts of bad blood. Bad blood in many ways that rivals what we witnessed back in 1994. And one can only hope the sport is not headed in that direction. Because 1994, baseball barely was able to overcome the ramifications of canceling the postseason in the World Series. It took two roided up sluggers in Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa to be guys to come back on the scene, set all sorts of records, and make their mark and captivate the imagination of the country, as fraudulent as it may have been. You had Cal Ripken. Locally here, we had these late 90s Yankees teams that were able to dominate the way that they did. Yeah, I don't think baseball is in the same sort of stronghold in our country's sports pyramid, rankings, whatever you want to call it. I love the sport. You may love the sport. It's not in the same place it was. So, some people around baseball are still optimistic they're going to get a deal done. Some believe that many of this sort of, you know, back and forth, give and take, is all front and center regarding, guess what? Negotiating a deal. I, for one, hope we get there. Because I'm not really looking forward to the possibility that we could have an entire summer and fall without baseball in my life. And I know what it would mean for the sport. I know what it would mean for the popularity of sport. And yeah, in many ways, selfish reasons, I want to see Yankees go win a World Series this year. As wacky, as weird, as different as this season is going to be. I want to see Gerrit Cole in Yankee pinstripes. I want to see the return of Miguel Andujar. I want to see, yeah, the ghost of Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge back in the middle of that Yankee order. It's amazing. We did like our preseason over-unders. Feels like a long, long time ago. I hope and I pray we can find a way to get them, you know, edited to whatever the season is going to be. But keep waiting for that good news. Still not there yet. 7:17 here on this Wednesday evening. It's JJ, John Jastrzemski. We're right here on the fan. We got a lot to do. We'll dive into what we were discussing earlier in the afternoon, some of the great Yankee wins of the last 35 years. And we summed up 96 Game 4 Jimmy Leyritz as the winner. I think we got it right there. But I told you that 95 Game 2 is the one that our committee did not give enough respect to. So we'll dive into that. We'll get to the return of the NBA. Baseball's still spinning their wheels. We'll get to Drew Brees and his comments that made all sorts of national news earlier in the day. And oh, by the way, the great Johnny Damon is going to check in. Very fired up to chat with the former Yankee, former Red Sox. So we got a lot to do. Your calls, they're coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.